Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 14th of October. Financial markets appear to be detecting a certain amount of shifting about over trade issues coming out of the US administration. US Treasury Secretary Bessent stated that US President Trump and China's President Xi would indeed meet later this month. Markets have extrapolated from past discussions between the leaders to assume that trade hostility spin will not in fact turn into trade hostility substance. Financial markets, of course, can adapt to such policy fluidity more readily than real-world businesses. By their nature, real-world businesses are making decisions that are less easily reversed. For the time being, however, the messaging is positive. In France, the current Prime Minister is expected to unveil budget plans at a meeting of the new government. Whether these budget plans are anything other than aspirational remains to be seen. The arithmetic of the National Assembly is not necessarily working in favour of a budget solution. However, the situation is not so bad, or indeed dire, that the government would have to shut down, or that large numbers of public servants would be fired. The business of government will continue to function in France, even if the politics of government does not. The UK's British Retail Consortium like-for-like sales data, which measures the value and thus incorporates inflation effects on sales, showed some slowdown in September. We get some labour market data from the UK later on. This data comes packed full of official health warnings and so is to be treated with quite a lot of caution. The general narrative of this is that the UK workforce is getting positive real income growth and that there's little reason to fear unemployment. Nevertheless, the UK's savings rate is relatively high, which is somewhat surprising given the relative strength of the UK economy compared to other members of the G7. For those watching the drama in Argentina, the economy minister there has declared that the US is willing to continue buying Argentinian pesos and bonds. The peso did rally yesterday, taking it back to levels not seen for two whole weeks. To sustain this, investors must believe that there is genuine fundamental value in these currency levels, and perhaps also that the political commitment of the US to bailing out Argentina during a US government shutdown is also as strong as the Argentine economy minister appears to believe. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.